The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we've got a great show for you today. We taped a bunch of interviews yesterday and the day before at the CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference 2016. We're going to go right to break, come right back, and we're going to have thought leaders like Manny De Zaraga from HFF, Jay Pelham from Total Bank, Jan Kamish from Auction.com 10X, Sean Snait, the director of the Institute for Economic Competitiveness at the University of Central Florida, and Michael Tiffey, managing director of Evans & Young. I'm out. We'll be back. It's going to be awesome. Stick with me. All right.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire.
We go drink, drink, and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes, and light the roof on fire.
Tell them, baby, 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 baby,
I'm on fire.
I tell them, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Oh, we're dancing in the studio today, and for you, I got Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they are all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, rent cap service, all personal assistance. You call for anything, for any time, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Bring up the music!
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be trite. Oh, well done, AC. I'm going to start again. You know, I'm going to trash this. I'm just going to talk about what I want to talk about UHealth. UHealth, those are the people that are getting my wife's body prepped for her to get her kidney transplant. UHealth, they are cutting-edge stuff. University doctors, you got to go. Go to UHealth. Their website, just I'm telling you, UHealth is, oh, I'm going to read it, okay? Go to UHealth. You don't have to be a world class. I'm losing it, aren't I, AC? All right, we're going to start again. That's reset. All right, you don't have to be a world class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine. They are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise to care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here with the man from Auction.com, 10X himself, Jan Kamish. The fraternity leader back there. You got your whole crew here. Thank you for sponsoring CCIM in Miami. Jan, what's with this combination you're having with CCIM? Why?
We love it. I mean, I think 10X Auction, we're on the same page. We're about one thing and one thing only with brokerage community, and that's to educate. We're a platform. We're here to educate the community on how to use the internet technology to market and close transactions better.
So then really what this allows people to be more efficient. Somebody can go out, pitch a deal, and really have the power of an international corporate, for crying out loud, I'll say it, for Google behind them. People like Google are behind you. You're bringing technology to the table, cutting edge.
Look, we'd love for people to go on the net to take a look at our podcasts, both for the residential sector and the commercial sector. We do those on a monthly basis with Google at this point. Really, it's some fantastic data of how the market is trending. So, absolutely.
So can people go on your site, or if they are participants in your site, do you get them under the hood and give them interesting statistics? I mean, the things you must collect and find out about the industry must be fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people could look at, you know, if they want to understand the movement of retail, the movement of apartments, cap rate fluctuations, price per square foot in various markets. I mean, that data is out there, and we're collecting it.
And then you help use that to market and target your marketing and make the process more efficient, help people make more money. We had one of the guys on, Ian, from New York City, got a 30% premium over his ask price.
I think we do a lot of things. We work for both the seller and the buyer in a very effective way. I think, you know, our marketing process is incredible. Right. I mean, at the end of the day, if you take a look at what we do for the industry, I think this year, we've traded $35 billion in real estate.
Hold it with a B, right?
Right.
Okay. Lots of zeros.
We've traded $35 billion of real estate.
That's a lot of commissions in people's pockets.
We feel that it's close to $400 million in commissions.
Wow, you just made me speechless.
Right. So, I'll share with you. So we have two components to our company.
Right.
We have both the residential and the commercial sector.
Okay.
The commercial component is roughly $13.5, $14 billion.
Wow.
And when I said $400 million, that's towards the commercial side.
Wow.
So what you have is a platform that empowers brokers to spend their time wisely, right?
Well, that's what it's all about in brokerage is time management. You only got that's my most valuable asset.
Right, absolutely.
They're not making any more of it.
They're not making any more. I'm a recovering broker. I spent 7 years with Marcus Millichap in the Bay Area.
Okay.
So, the most precious thing a broker has is his time.
100%.
Right? And so what I hated was my time being wasted. And what this platform empowers you to do, you know, you have a 45-day marketing period. After that 45 days, the auction is 2 days. In that 2 days, people bid the price up.
Oh, no. I've bought on auction.com. I've done it in the past. We made a good deal.
Yeah.
We closed. We had the guy had certainty of execution, and we had money. What a great match.
And you closed, right? How incredible.
Oh, there goes part of your team. Bye, folks. Go make me a deal. Bring us a deal. We need a deal.
You just said the most operative word, and not wasting time, and the most important thing. You know, when I got into brokerage, the first two things people said, coming in second is great for horseshoes and hand grenades, right?
Right.
In brokerage, unless you close, you get nothing.
That is correct, bud.
Right. So what we have here is a closing platform. Our buyers are vetted. They're real.
They have money.
Money.
Ready to close?
They're not syndicating the deal while tying it up.
Well, at least they're not until after they close.
Right. But they got to close. They got to go hard.
This is awesome.
So the premise of the retrade, the seller hates the retrade. The buyer hates the retrade. We want to eliminate it.
Or how about the blackmail of the broker who says, I'm not selling it to you unless you give me the leasing or I get the financing. That's not really doing a fiduciary thing for the seller.
No, we're here to make the process smoother. And I think what you'll find as we roll out 10X, you're going to see three products. You're going to see three products that are not just an auction product. You're going to see a more traditional product. You're also going to see a hybrid product. And as we come to brokers, right now we're in the phase of teaching people what the platform is. We will get to a phase of try the platform. Give it a shot. And I think you'll find it extremely effective. Why do you worry as a broker that your closing timeline is 180, 270 days? Ours is 90, sometimes 75.
I'm in, man. I want to make money. I want to do it now.
We'd love for you to make money.
Oh, we got to end with that, Jan. I want to thank you so much for sponsoring the CCIMs, joining us here in South Florida. We look forward to joining your platform, man.
Well, look, I mean, we really appreciate you hosting us. It's not just South Florida. Over the weekend, we signed a national relationship with CCIM.
Awesome.
We will be in every market. We are the biggest sponsors of their national events. We look forward to supporting the mission of CCIM. Fiduciary, trust, all those things are in line with what we're doing.
Listen, I feel it, man. I'm feeling it right here. You are the man.
We love it.
You are the man. What great energy. Jan and the folks at 10X have done a great thing. We're here. We're closing up the happy hour, but we'll be back tomorrow with the information share at the conference. Thanks so much for sharing, Jan. Appreciate having you here today.
Jim, so much. Thank you.
Our pleasure. We'll be back after this. Take it away.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Right, these guys are talking because we're at the CCIM 10X Outlook Conference reception. We're here with Mike Vay. Mike was like the leading broker on the 10X platform last year. What, you sell like 300 properties for these guys, Mike?
You know, Jim, I got to tell you, 10X, formerly known as auction.com, has been really a phenomenal platform for us. And I got to tell you, we've had a great time. I've been dealing with 10X, auction.com, since 2010.
Wow.
So, you know, this is our sixth year dealing with them, and I got to tell you, it's been a great platform. We've had a lot of fun with it, and what the crazy part is that every year it gets better and better, and the platform gets better and better. So it's really, if you want an accelerated marketing process, this is a great way to go.
Now, Mike, one of the things that I've heard from a number of people is that this is just an auction. I mean, isn't this more like a technology solution that helps you sell properties?
Well, let me tell you something. Right now, yes, that is totally true. We've done probably over 300 transactions, me, myself personally, with others within my firm and or others. So when you look at this, as I said, it's an accelerated marketing program. It's a technology program. It gets in front of everybody, and plus it does help. You know, you've got to have the right seller, the right buyer, and let me tell you, the numbers are really staggering when you really start looking at the metrics of each one. There's thousands of people that open up. There are thousands of people that look at each one of these deals. There's hundreds that download confidentiality agreements, and there's literally many, many people that participate in the auction on auction day. And believe me, I've seen many of these live auctions in-house at 10X, watching them go on all of our deals, and it's a lot of fun.
Now, Mike, you're a guy that has an incredible network. You know, a lot of people, you can sell property, you get good drag when you set a listing out there. What does a guy like you need technology assistance for?
Well, you know what, Jim? It depends, again, on the seller. It also depends on the market. It depends on the properties. So, you know what? We find this to be very, very good on a lot of income-producing properties. I would love it if we could really hone in on the land and how to make that work. We make land work. It's really going to be a whole other situation. But so, to answer your question, it's real simple. it keeps people focused in a time frame that creates urgency. And that urgency gets people to go, buy, bid, click, win, close.
So Mike Faye, top broker at Evans & Young, probably in the United States, probably more volume than anybody else.
Thank you very much. I love you for that, Jim.
Okay, but you're still using this technology platform. That you're an early adopter, so if you had a message out there for somebody that's in the hinterland struggling to get marketing drag, what would you tell them?
Well, I would tell you, look at it with open eyes. Look at it with an open idea, because a lot of people don't understand how it works completely. And you've got to really understand how it can benefit you. Now, again, Auction.com and 10X now has really changed a lot of things. They've gone out there and they've improved how they've done their business. They've grown as a company. They've grown on how they market. Their platform has increased. So when you really look at it as an early adopter, I got to tell you, Jim, it was tough at the beginning. I mean, a lot of people were like, no, I don't want to be involved in this. No, I don't want to do this. I mean, a lot of people were also saying, well, you know, what about them being the bidder? I said, look, it's no different than being at a credit bid at a foreclosure auction. They're going to bid up to a reserve price, which most of the time you don't know, which is okay because it creates the urgency. It creates the mystique, if you will, and it takes you all the way down the road. And what happens is they never bid over their price. So debunk all those problems or issues that people that they think they have. Let me tell you, forget being a great seller's platform. It's a great buying platform. You know why? It takes away a lot of the other issues of people saying, well, by the way, if you buy it from us, you need to give us the leasing, or you need to do this, or you need to do that.
Oh, my God, that's like the most worst part of the whole marketing process.
So, the key is you're going to get an unadulterated view and exposure of your property. And by the way, it's real time. So, a lot of times, a lot of people like a normal marketing process where they widely market and they normally market it. And all of a sudden, guess what happens? This, what the bidder's bidding. There's three or four other bidders. It's all good. So, we got all these good things happening. So it's I enjoy it. And again, I can speak for hours on this because I've done it.
You speak for hours on everything.
Well, this one I can go for 5 hours on.
That's why I have you on my radio show. Michael T. Faye, managing broker here in Miami at Avis & Young, top broker for Auction.com, now 10X, saying why he likes the platform. What's my one takeaway, Mike?
Be open to new ideas.
Oh, my God, I love you. Mike Faye, thanks for being on the show.
You got a big
We'll
gem.
Be back
thanks,
with our
guys.
Next interview Alrighty. From the CCM 10X Forum. Back after this. Executive, you got to demand the best for your health, and with U Health Executive Physical, that's what you get. From the moment you schedule an appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge. That concierge is going to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health care plan. It's going to make sure you are feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. So trust U Health to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738. Again, for the Jets fans, 305-243-2738. AC, turn up the music, please. Maybe you love me, now know that it's true. And I don't want to spend my whole life just waiting for you. Now I don't want you back. All right, and we got another live read, and it's going to be Warren Henry. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, each is an exceptional car, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. AC, music, please.
Friends don't let friends. brands run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and boy, am I excited. I know it's going to sound like I'm just you-know-whatting your you-know-what, Sean. We're here with Dr. Sean Saith. He is the head economist up at the University of Central Florida. He is the go-to guy for real estate information on Central Florida. We are so happy to have you, and I'm sure you study the rest of the state, too. Dr. Saith, welcome to the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, I know you're the keynote speaker here. Give some of the audience a taste of what you told the CCAM so that they come next year to hear the whole thing.
Well, I think we talked about two things. The nature of this recovery, which now is over 6.5 months old, and we talked about the forecast, and the two are not unrelated. This we went through a historic recession. The Great Recession, as it's now known, was the worst downturn since the Great Depression.
Oh, yeah. I feel that pain.
I think
people still do.
There's still evidence. Absolutely. The recovery that's followed in the wake of this recession is historic as well. It's been historically weak.
So I don't want to go into the micro and macro why all that's happened. I'd rather talk about the impacts. As we move forward, I actually think that a relatively weak recovery, slow recovery is good for South Florida because South Florida is a binge market. So if we're going a little bit slower, which it seems like we are, I think soft landing is the term I would use.
Well, I mean, I think there's one way to look at that. You know, if you look around the economy, you don't have, I mean, oftentimes during expansion periods, the seeds of the next recession are sown. And so in the last case, of course, the last time around, we had the housing bubble.
Oh, come on. Everybody should have a house.
Well, that's true. Right. Whether or not they can pay for it or not, that's a separate question.
Well, as
but everyone
taxpayer,
should have a house.
I always pay for their house. What can I tell
somebody
you?
Somebody pays. You're
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
2001, it was the dot-com and overinvestment in IT that ultimately brought that recovery into recession. So your point here is, well, yeah, we haven't been growing very fast, so there's no white-hot sectors of the economy. Maybe we can, you know.
Condos are going to get absorbed. It's not overbuilding. I can really see an end game there. The lenders are shutting it down. You see the signs, but you don't see the movement anymore on the dirt. I know that it's impossible almost to even finance an apartment building now. So it seems to me like the places where we can really get out of shape are kind of under control.
I would agree. And I mean, the bubble that we went through last go-round was really inflated by the sugar high of easy finance. I mean, anybody could get a loan.
Hold on. I have to, you know, fog up the mirror here. Oh, I just got a loan.
Okay, there you go. Well, yeah, you need a pencil. You had to fill out a form at least. I mean,
No, there was no doc loans. No doc loans.
Yeah, good point.
Okay,
good
come
point.
On.
Okay, so you're alive.
No doc loan, HELOC. That I got on the phone when I called, I won't mention the company.
No job, no assets, no worries.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going on right now. And
I think
your point is right. So we don't, you know, I don't think we see a bubble that's going to burst and lead to this horrific downturn. That being said, you know, you've got a weak economy that's sort of just jogging along. a big enough shock might be enough to knock it into. I don't think it's going to be a repeat of the last recession. The next recession is not going to be like the last one. Well, no two are exactly alike.
No, but look, I think that this expansion got a little bit of a boost on the end from the tax break that we call the drop in oil prices. My goodness, on an inflation-adjusted basis, it's cheaper to fill up your car now than it was in 1965.
And oil prices fell again yet today. However, consumers are not spending all of this oil windfall. I mean, we see more spending on going out to eat at restaurants, but overall consumer spending...
Durable goods, new housing starts.
Well, consumer spending really decelerated in the fourth quarter last year.
I think people have long memories. And if somebody's giving me a bonus, and I know that we're getting towards the end, even if I'm not an economist, I think people in the United States know what happened the last time. And if they have the opportunity to feather their nest a little, so what about savings rates? Are those going up?
They're up. And I think that's
Can't believe I asked that question.
No, you're right. I mean, what hasn't been happening is wage and salary growth. And what would you much rather have? You know, a monthly savings on how much you spend on gasoline, which could reverse itself next month, or the equivalent dollar amount in your paycheck? Each and every month. I think, you know, wage growth would boost spending much more robustly than the windfall from cheap gas.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously. And so my real question is a fundamental one. I really don't want to get too granular and micro and talk about 2 or 3% GDP or anything. But really, how do we get back out of the 1% GDP? I know we're not going to see Jeb Bush's 4%, but how do we get to 2.5% to 3% again?
Well, one thing I talked about, and, you know, Jeb Bush's 4% notion really leans on scaling back, rolling back, revisiting all the laws and regulations. I mean, we foisted on this recovery a tremendous burden with the Dodd-Frank financial regulatory reform law.
Well, the bankers here, they can barely breathe when I talk to them.
And this is the way it is across the country, especially community bankers.
They're the most important part of our economy, though. And I interviewed three community bankers. I think that between them, they had about 2 seconds of oxygen left.
Exactly. And so,
and they're great people. They want to do deals.
That's right. And then the Affordable Care Act, these are two massive laws, a lot of paperwork, a lot of complexity. Neither has been fully implemented yet. They were passed 5.5 years ago. That says something about a law. If it takes more than 5.5 years to implement it, maybe that law is too big and too complex. I think the next administration has an opportunity to revisit some of this, what we've done. What did we really need? A lot of it, you know, and I don't want to play.
No, we don't do politics. No. We don't do that. We just inform.
We were scared, right? I mean,
of
that was a scary recession.
Yes.
That was a scary financial crisis. So we passed laws to try to fix every possible nuance that had anything maybe kind of sort of to do with it. And we're 5.5 years out. Let's take another look when that fear is not as intense. Let's see what the consequences were. What can we fix? What can we tweak? What can we roll back to get this economy growing again?
Glitch bill. I mean, come on. Sean, I want to have one takeaway. What's one good takeaway that you can leave the listeners with? And I really think it's kind of bright. What do you think?
I think we ended 2015 with momentum to start 2016. I think the rest of the world is the drag right now.
Okay.
I think what's happening in China, I think Brazil, potentially Brazil's in the worst recession right now since 1901.
Woo.
Their currency's lost 56% of its value against the U.S. dollar. Canada spent the first half of 2015 in recession.
That I didn't realize.
Well,
these are two of our biggest economies here in Florida.
There you go. Very important for tourism. The loonie, the Canadian dollar, has lost 20% over the past year against the U.S. dollar. So it's expensive for Canadians. It's really expensive for Brazilians to come here and spend money. And so that's the thing to sort of keep an eye on. I think that's going to take a little lift out of the economy, especially in the tourism sector. You know, will it blow everything off track?
Dr. Sean Snaith from UCF, the oracle of information from UCF. Thank you for coming. We look forward to having you on. I think we need to do something with all the real estate programs one day.
That would be fantastic.
Oh, well, I'm going to get you all together from the 10th annual CCM Outlook Conference. All right, we're here with Jay Pelham. He's the new president of Total Bank. Oh, my gosh. Jay, congratulations on the new spot. What's your vision for Total Bank?
Listen, our vision is continuing a lot of things from our past, continuing to make a lot of loans in the local community, supporting commercial real estate, but, you know, changing some things, trying to be faster and more effective in how we deliver our decisions.
You know what, Jay? I didn't even ask you to put on the headphones so you could hear my asking my questions. How's that?
Oh, that's great. I look cool, too.
Yeah, you do. Well, we'll get some dorky pictures.
Yeah, let's take some pictures.
One more. All right, here we go. Photo op. All right. Now, Jay, you've taken over the bank, and it sounds like you want to send it in a direction that makes a lot of sense locally for community banks. You know, the big banks are big, but what drives business in our community is the community banks. What is your outlook for this year, and what's one new initiative you'd like to see Total Bank do?
Listen, it's a tough market for community banks out there. When you look at the compliance costs and what the government's imposed to run a bank, it's hard for the smaller banks. And I think we're the perfect size. We're locally run. We're about $2.8 billion in assets. And it allows us to be nimble, but it allows us to be big enough to make the bigger deals, too. And, you know, listen, I want to continue to see us on the same growth trajectory. We made almost $600 million in loans last year.
Very nice. We've done a lot of business with you from Aztec. Aztec brings you deals. We love the service we get at Total Bank.
Yeah. So, so I think keeping the best elements of our past and bringing in some new folks. We've added a private banking group.
Oh, excellent.
That's something new in the last few months. And we'd like to grow that area. We'd like to do more business with professionals, professional firms, lawyers, doctors, accountants, other professionals.
Sure.
And this is something that I've had a lot of personal experience in, and we're bringing in some other folks that do as well.
Well, I know that all of my experiences with you throughout your banking career have been nothing but exemplary and professional. I look forward to continuing to build my personal relationship with you and the bank, and we look forward to having you back on the show.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, listen, Jay.
I look forward to wearing these headphones again.
Oh, hold on. I'm taking a photo
for you. Can I wear them out around the reception?
Yes. You should do that. But, you know, you also have to put on your pot on your head so that you really look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Hold on. Jay Pelham, Total Bank, thank you so much for coming and doing good banking for our community.
Thank you very
helping
much.
Us grow.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we'll be back after this with more great interviews from the CCIM Outlook Conference. Jay, keep that on there. Oh, that is great stuff. Back after this. I'm having a special night tonight. I wanted you to hear the song we played at my prom back in 1978. That's right, I'm older than dirt. All right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. Heck, you even get red cap service and a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years, so join me and my family as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always the best, always Warren Henry.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Real estate developers, owners, and operators, are you still raising capital for your deals from friends and family the old-fashioned way? Join the future of real estate finance with the pros at Early Shares. Early Shares provides dealmakers with all of the tools, resources, and guidance they need to raise capital online through real estate crowdfunding, making the financing process more transparent, efficient, and data-driven through technology. For more information, go to...
And we're looking at another broken-down car that's on the Dolphin Expressway eastbound that's west of 27th Avenue. It's blocking a right lane. That's your South Florida traffic.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, we are rocking the show today, and hey, take it easy out there in the traffic. Sounds like a lot of fender benders. You better not be one, so just relax. The person that just cut you off, let them go. It's their problem, not yours. Hey, U Health, that's the University of Miami Health System, brings us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations for Miami Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is implantation. What sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they give to health care. They bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues. Do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at U Health, they do. More than collaborative care, U Health is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Hey, everybody, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U Health includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, repeatedly ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for now 12 years in a row. It also contains, there I go all the time, the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, and I go there for pain relief. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
We're back with more interviews from the CCIM 10X pre-conference party. We've got Miami President Frank Rodriguez. Frank, what's your title these days?
Immediate past president.
Okay, fine.
And I have the honor. This is important. CCIM Institute marketing at large.
Okay, that's so great. That's great, Frank. That's great. You got a longer card now, man. You're unbelievable.
Well,
we got Julio Gonzalez, ETS, one of the show sponsors. Julio, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
It's my pleasure. And, of course, we got Big Steve Marrera, national president of CCIM. We are making it happen here. Steve is up. Celebrity. The ladies can't get enough pictures, Steve. Steve, ladies, man, what's going on? CCIMauction.com. Tell me more about this, man.
Great to be here tonight. It's really a fabulous event. It's nice to see Frank. It's nice to see Julio and so many friends in Miami gathering here at Graziano's. The food is great. The crowd is fantastic. And we're rocking and rolling all night long after a long day in commercial real estate in Miami, Florida.
Now, Frank, you put all this together. Tell me about the relationship that you and 10X are building here in Miami.
Well, we realized that with 10X, prior auction.com, they really are a resource. And CCIM is about education, it's about networking, and creating additional resources for practitioners. And basically we realize that we share this in common, and it's a common grain, and that basically we can coin that and increase this relationship and help the market be more efficient at the end of the day. And that's why we went with this great relationship.
Now, Frank, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow at this event? Tell me a little bit about preview of the event. What do you see happening?
Well, basically what we have is, it's sold out, by the way. We had to close registrations.
High five.
Yep. Thank
High
you,
five.
Sir. Thank you. We closed registrations. We put on a great event. All of our volunteers are very committed. They give the very best. We provide a concise explanation of what's happening in the market. What are people supposed to expect within this year as an activity? We have an economist, we have somebody from industrial, multifamily, office, retail. We have the best experts coming and telling us what's happening in the market. And we do it in a concise manner. By 11:30, everyone is out and gone. And that's what people really like about our conference here locally.
Well, Frank, it's great, but you got to be concise with your answers too. Now, I love you, man. I love you. I want to give Julio some time. Now, Julio, tell me about your relationship with the CCIMs and how that's been working for you.
It's been amazing. We were really blessed to get introduced to Steven, and we've had a wonderful relationship following him around the country at their different events and really being part of the family.
Now, you said it best when you said family, because I know that Steve really tries to bring a family environment to the organization. Steve, tell me a little bit about what your plan is for CCIM this year.
So we're looking at networking events like this really all around the U.S. In L.A. on the 24th, 25th, we're going to be with the RealShare folks at apartments. It's at the Thompson Hotel down in Miami. And then we're rocking out to the Beverly in March 23rd and 24th out to L.A. And from there, we're going down to Houston. And what we do at these events basically is we lay out the market, and we have some very, very strong speakers in every area in partnership with ALM Media many times or 10xauction.com. And now we have Julio jumping on board with Tax Service Engineering. Cost segregation is an incredible, incredible product to add when you purchase a property. And what we're really doing at CCIM is we're just trying to improve the commercial real estate industry and business and get it flying at a very, very high level, whether you're doing a transaction for $500,000 or $50 million. Our experts across the country can help you in every way.
And I think that's the real thing that we're talking about here is that you've got experts. You're teaming up with the execution platform of auction.com, which gives certainty of execution. It sounds like what you're really doing is bringing education and technology to your people.
That's absolutely right. And the highest level of accounting methods, way to save money in taxes, way to finance deals in a better, easier perspective on the entire financing capital stack and the transaction. And we're just working it hard every day, every angle, every market in the country.
Now, Steve, I know that it's getting a little hot in here, so I'm going to bring Frank on to tell me, Frank, locally, what's your plan with auction.com coming up?
Well, basically...
Let me rephrase that, 10X.
With 10X, yes. So locally with 10X, they're going to continue to be an educational resource and an alliance. And what they want to do is to make their product or their sales force ready to understand the variables that CCIMs understand. So that means opening classrooms, doing different workshops together so that the market further understands and is able to exchange and do deals together in a more efficient way. So that's where the 10X relationship is going, and utilizing that platform, because CCIMs are looking, most of them from the boutique standpoint, they're looking for ways to simplify and have additional resources that make their businesses easier to transact every day.
Now, I'm going to give Julio the last word. Every time we have a CCIM on with you on the show, and remember, we're always scheduling you and the CCIMs together. You didn't realize that, did you?
That's right. I've heard it many times.
They all want to do cost seg. So last word to you, what does cost seg bring to the CCIMs?
Well, it means that those clients can be tax efficient in owning real estate and be able to depreciate or write off the buildings up front versus over a 40-year period. So for the clients and the members, it's wealth preservation.
Well, it also sounds to me like wealth creation. We got to give them some loans, Steve. We got to do some loans and some sales off that cost seg. I want to thank Steve Marrera, the CCIMs, ETS, my sponsors. Frank, you are the man. Of course, we want to thank 10X for bringing us out today to this conference. We'll be right back after this short
sponsor.
Great. They are great. I love you, Frank. You're the best.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, you know what else is a great brand? Warren Henry. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my, gosh, I got a fleet of Infinities from these guys. I knew each time I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You even get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you too will get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for almost 40 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, everybody. This is the time where I talk about Lauren's Kids. Lauren'sKids.org. Go there and learn what the signs are, because there's somebody out there lurking trying to befriend your child, and you got to know the signs of what to look for, and they have to be comfortable enough to talk to you, because 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented by education, and you learn what to look for at Lauren'sKids.org. You hear me on this show. We're at live at the CCIM event here. Now, I'm going to be also live at the 6th Annual Bank and Financial Institute Special Assets Forum on Real Estate, C&I, and SBA Loans. It's going to be in Fort Lauderdale on February 4 and 5 from IMN. Go to www.imn.org/bankers-FL16 and join me where I'm going to moderate at the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Trends and Strategies Conference. It's going to be up in Orlando at the Hyatt Regency Thursday, February 25th, and Friday, February 26th. We will be broadcasting live from there. Brokers, attorneys, investors, appraisers, everybody involved in real estate is going to be there. It's going to be awesome. It's where you learn what's happening. So join me. Go to University of Florida Center for Bergstrom Real Estate Studies. Register today.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
All right, we're on with one of my oldest and dearest friends, Manny DeZaraga. He's one of the original partners at Holiday Finoglio, HFF. Manny, you got some big, long title. What is it?
It's Executive Managing Director, Grand Poobah.
There you go. I like Grand Poobah. The hat's a lot
That's
better.
That's what my dog says.
The hat's a lot better. Now, Manny, your position on the Executive Committee at HFF gives you an overview of the entire country and probably the world and what's going on. So let's talk capital markets for people that just haven't been to all the big fancy meetings that you are. What's the feel out there as we go into 2016? We had a little uptick in rates, a little bit of a wondering around the world about what's going to happen. Lower oil. What's the real impact on capital markets?
All right, Jim, the world is in a state of major upheaval, led by China, the Middle East, corruption issues in South America, et cetera. And all of these issues and problems that really are driving capital over to the United States. Real estate is probably one of the greatest beneficiaries of that because it's a hard asset. And there's nothing better for some of the capital from overseas to invest in something they can come, touch, and feel.
So you're telling me that things just haven't changed. The United States is still the safe haven market for a world in turmoil.
Unquestionable. And things like gold, for example, haven't been doing all that great despite all the issues.
That's really surprising. That's really surprising. And, you know, oil keeps falling, so where are you going to go? Commodities are depressed. You got to be in hard assets.
You have to be in hard assets. And for now, while the U.S. economy continues to do well, it's going to continue to drive the demand for hotels and demand for renting and shopping centers, et cetera.
So your big shots are calling you, Manny. Turn that over and don't get distracted. So what that really means then is that even though there's a little upward pressure on cap rates because interest rates are rising just from an arithmetic thing, that the demand for property may actually keep those cap rates low.
Correct. I think the demand will keep those cap rates low, just competition for assets, and the fact that property performance will continue to improve while the economy continues to improve. So if you invest at a low cap rate today, your net income is probably going to go up and you'll be at a much better place in a year or two.
Now, what is the HFF relationship with CCIMs? Do you have a bunch of CCIMs that work at HFF?
Sure. We have a number of CCIMs throughout the country that, and they are phenomenal colleagues and teammates. Very, very well prepared and very much up to speed in terms of industry trends.
So it sounds to me like the CCIMs are accretive to the HFF platform and your capital business in general.
Unquestionably, we find a good one. We're out there to hire them.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's a leading economic indicator as well then. So, Manny, we talk globally. How about just 2 seconds on South Florida?
South Florida is absolutely defined well as a gateway market for institutional capital, just like a New York, a San Francisco, et cetera. The driver is the amount of international activity that comes through here. It's not just dependent on a local economy. And it's an economy that's much more diversified, an economy of significant affluence in it, an economy with its challenges from in terms of issues with poverty, transportation, et cetera, as many of the other economies.
You social commentator.
We need to make that note.
I understand.
There's always another side.
I understand.
If we don't get both sides. A sense of responsibility, right?
Listen, if we don't get both sides, it sounds like we're simply promoters.
Exactly.
So,
but we're making a push as a city and an area in that regard.
It sounds like it's really important. Manny, if you wanted to give one takeaway, what would it be?
Commercial real estate will have a great year in 2016. And if Donald Trump becomes president, we'll have a developer in the White House and we'll see Trumpicare for the real estate industry.
Oh, my God. We'll all have hair helmets. Okay, we'll be back after this with more. I want to thank Manny for being our cleanup hitter on the CCIM 2016 10th Annual Conference, Outlook Conference. My gosh, that's almost as long as your title, Manny. All right, we're here with Todd from Auction.com. Todd is the voice and face and the man that moves the needle at Auction.com. Todd, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Jim, for having me.
All right, my gosh, I finally got somebody good back on the other side of the radio. Now, Todd, tell me a little bit about what's going on as Auction.com evolves into 10X and what your role is there.
Yeah, so it's exciting times for us, Jim. Auction.com is becoming 10X. We're rebranding as 10X and becoming a platform of the future for real estate brokers, commercial real estate brokers. We've been selling online for many, many years, $35 billion, over $200 million paid in commissions paid to brokers. We're excited about the future as 10X moving forward. Got some great products coming out in March. We're excited.
So if I'm a real estate practitioner out in the field, how do I work with you and why would I?
It's pretty simple. We work with our brokers every day. They bring deals to the platform. They bring themselves to the platform. We help them. We are the platform to help them move that property, maximizing exposure through a lot of digital marketing, minimizing the risk on the deals, date certainty on the closings, and helping them scale their business. So it's very easy for them to come to us, come to 10x.com, and to start that process of putting that deal on the platform within days.
See, to me now, the word that's most operative there is platform, because everybody needs a good platform to execute business. They've got their CCIM. We got the CCIMs here that you've teamed up with. Steve, I think, is really enjoying it over here, giving us the business over here on the side as we're doing the interview. Why CCIM?
Well, CCIM to us is all about education. It's all about informing real estate brokers that this is a way to go. This is the future technology, and no better place to start that than with Steve and the guys at CCIM. We started working with them last year, and we feel like this is a partnership of the future to bring technology, to bring a platform to informed, educated, great commercial real estate brokers, putting them all together.
Now, how does somebody get started? I go, I have a deal I need to sell. I think I'm going to use 10X. What's my next step?
You give us a call or hit us up online at 10x.com. And within days, we'll take a look at that property. We'll get it up on the website. And before you know it, you'll have bidders, buyers from all over the country taking a look at that property and starting to evaluate it.
Now, I know that real estate is also a people thing. So there's people at 10X too, aren't there?
There are a few of us. There are a few of us. And those people are excited to work hand in hand with our broker partners to get the deal done.
So then somebody who's a little bit technologically technophobic or something, they shouldn't be afraid to call you. In fact, it sounds to me like you've got a setup that accepts and helps those people.
It's super easy. If you don't know Google, if you don't know the internet, it's okay. You can come to 10x.com and we will get you started to get that deal sold as quick as possible.
Now, we met some of your, I don't know, are you call them customer service people or representatives that help people market it? Because to me, somebody that's uncomfortable the first time, the first experience is important. How is the first experience if I come there?
It's actually rather easy and straightforward. We try to make it as simple as possible because it's all about working that relationship and making sure that that individual has an opportunity to sell his deal. And our buyers, bidders love the platform too. They love the transparency. They love the certainty of it. They understand that they have the ability to place their highest and best. It works for buyers and sellers alike.
Wow, it sounds like it works for everybody, and it's all about making money for everybody and getting a good, clean execution. Todd, I want to thank you for sponsoring the CCIMs. We look forward to continuing to work with you, building our relationship, and my goodness, what a team for 2016 and beyond.
Thank you, Jim, for having me. You're a professional. Love working with you.
Oh, you're the best. Back after this.
All right, that's Jim Fried here, the professional, talking live now. What a great event that was. I want to thank the CCIMs and 10X for having us and sponsoring us. I want to thank South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, UL, Kind Snacks. Oh, my gosh. The NFL Alumni, Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, Brewster Kell, Publix. Shout out to Publix. We've been talking on Twitter all day today. Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, and, of course, thank you to our listeners. I got more. Oh, boy, I want to thank Early Shares, Expresso Marketing, NFL Alumni, Magnum Energy Solutions, Bergstrom Center, Engineered Tax Service. How could I forget? Julio, remember, if you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, www.freedombusiness. This is Jim Fried for Freedom Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I think you know by now why I love this. Remember, the person wants to do something. This is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds the excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. AC, yours. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Salespeople that can't close the sale, refuse to make those extra calls, and never hit their quotas. If you own or